brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, the 13th day of February, 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we are going to have open phones as well. Again, thank you so much for joining us here today. I am your host, Alex Jones. A lot of these video and audio clips we're going to be playing speak for themselves. 2 hours before Chris Dorner reportedly got burned up inside of that cabin after killing another sheriff's deputy in Big Bear outside Los Angeles up in the mountains. And then on top of it, well, I guess the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department, on top of it, you know, also seeing the SWAT team surround it and all the rest of this, I shot a video 2 hours before saying that I expect to see it go up in flames. We're going to play that clip coming up. People are like, how on earth did you know this? Well, the standard procedure with someone held up in a house with a firearm that's already killed police or government gods is to use an armored vehicle or tank to knock down the walls and then set the place on fire. That's what they did at Waco. And that's why Waco was so evil, because David Koresh could have been picked up in town at any time. He went into town every day. They had an auto repair shop a couple miles away. He went into town to the grocery store. He jogged outside the Branch Davidian Ranch that they called a compound to dehumanize him. And they went to have a PR stunt with the ATF to shoot the place up. The Davidians fought back. So then they had the military come in and engage in a siege and burn the place down, shoot people trying to get out, and blew up little newborn babies and people, and then posed with their skulls later. These were not warriors. These were psychopathic demons. And you see the LAPD not even apologizing for shooting up vehicles that didn't even match the description. You see just the insanity of the government cult. And it is a government cult. These people in these corrupt police departments think they're rock stars, and the government bureaucrats above them think they're royalty. Anybody who's worked around them has seen it for themselves. And America is going the same way as any other corrupt empire. Now, that said, Dorner, I thought from the beginning this was a real story just because it looks like a real story. It acts like one. The government's all disjointed and badly coordinated and engaged in PR disasters. When you see real staged events, the script is written minute one, and it all rolls out, and they have their targeted liberty that they're trying to take, or the power they're trying to seize. But it was not a hard prediction. We're going to play a clip of this here in a moment, that they would burn it down. First, there's a clip of San Bernardino sheriffs on the radios talking with the LAPD, who was not in charge officially but was in charge. They brought in the SWAT teams and the armored vehicles, and they're talking about, well, let's just go ahead and play the clip right now. Here it is. Yeah. The clip we're going to play is cops burn that house down. But you know, we're not going to go to it now. We're going to have a meeting during the break, and then we're going to play it after the break. We're going to do that, okay? Because I've got a video list right here in my hand, and when we come back, we're going to go according to this list, okay? Now, I understand. So, again, we're going to come in. We're going to play the clips that are up at Infowars.com in our reports on this subject on the other side of this break. And then we're going to talk about President Obama's State of the Union saying, hey, if you don't do what I want, Congress, on carbon taxes, I'll just act. And the same thing on taking over the internet and a lot more. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Wednesday edition. Please stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Christopher Dorner went out Waco style, and I know the establishment is not happy because there wasn't 28 children, 17 of them under the age of 10, many of them newborn babies or toddlers. This wasn't a real trophy event where they could pose with the dead children's skulls and their dead bodies to show off what tough guys they are. Like when you watch Waco, the Rules of Engagement, it shows DOD snipers and ATF and FBI snipers standing around bragging about how they're honed to kill, and just incredibly manly to have the tanks knock down the walls and shoot Davidians as they tried to get out, and then put a anti-personnel shape charge mine on top of the church records vault and kill everybody inside. In fact, the only thing more manly was the LAPD, big fans of what they did, shooting up a truck, a different make and model and brand and color. Dorner's driving a silver pickup. Well, if you see a blue pickup doing a paper route with two women, that's obviously Dorner. You know, different color women, a woman in the back throwing papers out, open fire. Shoot them up, shoot them both. You pull a white guy over in a car, tell him go ahead and leave, and then ram him 10 seconds later and shoot his vehicle up. Good. In fact, I think they ought to just have gunships fly in, AC-130s, with Gatling guns, but also A-10 Warthogs, and just fly up and down the major Los Angeles and Southern California roads and just open fire like it was the highway of death outside of Kuwait going into Iraq, and just take them out. Because that would be like a sacrifice. That's why government always demands human sacrifice once it gets powerful enough, is that the public needs to be taught, you are the food. You are the food. You are here to be eaten for dinner. And I think it's absolutely wonderful. And again, I think it's wonderful what happened last night. So I was able to predict 2 hours before. I said, I think they're going to burn him down Waco style. And we're going to play a clip of that where I predicted it, uploaded it, timestamped to YouTube, timestamped to Infowars.com, because it's standard procedure to go in with a tank and ram it and then tell the media cut the feed just like Waco, and they'll dutifully do it. And Wolf Blitzer says this is unprecedented. No, it's not. They cut the feed. I shot a video 1 minute after and uploaded it called Chris Dorner, Torched Waco Style. And we break down the fact that, in fact, that's the video I shot actually after I was confirmed right. If you actually go to Infowars.com, there's another article there, and you can go to our YouTube page, and I break it all down, and I'll give you the actual name of that video here in just a moment. Yes, it's Chris Dorner. CNN cuts live feed. Alex Jones predicts they will burn him Waco style. That is the actual name of a video that I put out roughly 2 hours before the torching. You see the videos I shot. Chris Dorner cornered. CNN cuts live feed. I predict they'll torch him. Then checkpoints paralyzed Big Bear. And then after it happened, well, while it was starting to burn, Chris Dorner torched Waco style. And it was not hard to know the standard default infantry training that SWAT teams, and they are domestic military groups, it's against the law, against the Constitution, Bill of Rights, but it doesn't matter. Because a military fights an enemy. And so that's why the public is now seen as the enemy by more and more of these departments and paramilitary groups. And I understand the need for special teams sometimes, but they're using them for checkpoints on the highways now. They've got military drills all over the country, and they're now admitting, oh, we are acclimating you, and we're working with the local police department with role players screaming, I'm not turning my guns in, and saying, I need food. See, they're preparing for a collapse in a war with the American people in the reorganization of the country. So I was being a little bit sarcastic there, saying, this is all wonderful. This is actually horrible. And see, I don't hate the police out of hand. They're just brainwashed Americans like everybody else. And when I see these really corrupt, out-of-control, fear-driven, running off the edge of a cliff from their own shadow, it really freaks me out. It freaks me out that they're shooting up cars and running checkpoints and beating people up. And I watched live feeds from helicopters as they had traffic backed up 20 miles up in the mountains by Big Bear. And they would actually aim guns at families in their cars and go through their cars when they knew Dorner was surrounded and they pinned him in the house. It was just all a big excuse to power grab. I mean, I've seen cases now where there'll be a bank robbery and they'll shut down major highways and then just have guns aimed at people as they drive up. And again, it's this attitude of, we're going to march your kids out of the school in a drill. We're going to put our hands on you with the TSA. We're going to set up warrantless checkpoints. I mean, this is America becoming North Korea. And obviously, I am pretty freaked out right now by the fact that they did another Waco-style event and they didn't know if he had hostages in there. I mean, if they would have had 17 little children under the age of 10, would they have barbecued them? And then said that Dorner said it? Now here's the deal. This just shows the lying culture now out in the open, out in everyone's face. We're going to play some of the clips, the news clip and the scanner clip here in a moment, then get into Obama's State of the Union. But imagine how obvious it is when they say they're asking the media to cut the live feeds as they're surrounding it and have armored wheeled tanks pulling up, about to do an infantry maneuver, standard military maneuver, knock down the walls when you've got infantry inside and they don't have anti-tank weapons, and then firebomb it. I mean, it's 101, or bring a helicopter in like Randy Weaver with a big bucket of gasoline that they can remote control and drop on top of the house. But media didn't follow orders and caught it on video, so they backed off because media was going into the woods and covering it. Because it's like a big turkey shoot. Hey, we got women and kids in here. Let's shoot mama with a baby in her arms. Let's shoot a little kid in the back. And because to these guys, because these aren't real men. These aren't soldiers. These are people that it's like hunting. These are arrested development wimps. I've studied their MO, these types, who enjoy killing people, but from a distance in a controlled way, like Lon Horiuchi, the sniper, where they feel powerful. And you see the culture of the drones and all of this, and it totally dehumanizes everyone. And on the other side of it, you've got the public running around saying, kill the cops, kill more, great job, Dorner, Team Dorner, and all this garbage. Somebody ought to make an image of Obama in a jersey that has a zero on it and says Team Dorner. Because he's anti-gun, anti-the citizens owning guns, pro-government, a total statist who was mad that he was thrown out of the cult and was going to show the cult to the feds, hey, I'm going to give you trouble in a PR disaster. I'm going to throw a big giant temper tantrum. I'm going to go shoot a police captain's daughter. And people are defending that. So the police are turning into demons. The public's turning into demons. America accepts torture, abortion, secret arrest, warrantless wiretapping, injustice. And now all the prosperity is going out the window. All the liberty is going out the window. Now, our story, we broke this yesterday as it was happening, that clearly they cut the power. They knew that place. They talked to the owner. They knew that that house did not, that cabin did not have cable in it. They knew they could cut the power with the power lines, and it turns out they had cut the power. Okay? They simply wanted to burn that thing down. Same thing at Waco. They told the media, okay, you've been a mile away, get back 3 miles. So they had to have telephoto lenses, a German film crew, to even catch the compound burning. That would have never even been seen until later. Okay? The big wooden church with a concrete building inside. But instead, the FLIR footage got leaked by patriots in the government who didn't like what was happening. They later killed the former CIA director over the leak. He later died in his, quote, kayak. Remember that? But I had the inside sources on where the FLIR came from. Then it was later confirmed to be the real FLIR. And it's infantry behind the armored vehicles, going into the building behind it, shooting the people, setting the fires, everything. And it later came out in Congress, Delta Force said, quote, we were ordered to go in and pull triggers. So now we have the new clips from the news with San Bernardino on the open scanners saying, burn that mother effer down, burn it down. We're going to play that clip in a moment. And then we have the actual scanner of the tank inside planting the firebombs. Planting the firebombs. And they say, okay, we planted them, we planted the burners, now the fire's lit. Okay, good job. They're so arrogant now, they cut the feed, burn it down in front of you, and then tell you they didn't burn it down, and you watch, they're going to say Dorner burned it down. Dorner burned it down. I mean, how many times do SWAT teams shoot their own officers and then frame the person's house they've come in? It's a culture of they come first, they're a gang, and you're nobody. Now, not all departments have succumbed to this, but the big cities mainly have, and it's despicable. And we know the threat to the public in North Korea is the police. We know the threat to the public in Mexico is the police. Do we want our police to become like that? Because they are by every historical and sociological benchmark. Let's go to a clip from KCAL. Boy, and they glazed over this. The media is now acting like nothing happened. That's a whole other story. Only GrudgeReport.com is carrying our stories and getting it out there, and it's on talk radio everywhere, and the story's getting out because of InfoWars.com, because of GrudgeReport.com. Let's go to break with KCAL. Here it is.
To hear back from our Carter Evans. It sounds like police officials were trying to move Carter out of the area into a safer area. We do know that authorities were searching for a man in a Dodge pickup truck.
That's enough. go to drudgereport.com up on the left-hand side. There's all the links. They're also at InfoWars.com. Obviously, it's an InfoWars story. Now, we have the even more powerful scanner of inside the tank to the command post down the hill as they plant the firebombs. Now, here's the deal. You're going to be called a conspiracy theorist, even though they admit this is their real transmissions. You got cops running around foaming at the mouth.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us, I'm going to be breaking down Obama's incredibly chilling State of the Union and what's really happening with the economy. When he said, hey, if Congress doesn't act on carbon taxes, which will totally shut us down, which they're doing on purpose, he said, I'll do it on my own. So Congress has got to start the impeachment process right now. The problem is most of the leadership's bought and paid for. This country is in deep, deep trouble. That's coming up in the next segment. We're going to open the phones up for your take on the Waco-style barbecuing of Dorner. Of course, they say they've found his body in the building. But people are saying, Alex, how did you call this that, you know, they've cut the feed and it's probably so they can burn him out Waco-style? It's like, how did I predict the sun would come up this morning? See, that's what's so frustrating. When you're awake, you can call stuff about 90% of the time. No exaggeration. In fact, more than that. I just don't want to sound arrogant. It's not arrogance. This is there's the real world, and then there's what we're taught all day. And there is almost no mainstream media. There's a few LA articles going, did the SWAT team said it? What does this audio mean? It's kind of like when the UN officials a few weeks ago, the UN-funded, controlled, mandated communist Chinese put the baby behind the car, the 13-month-old baby that the parents had hid, their second child, and they run over it with a car. And then the ABC News headline was, baby run over in China by car with population control officials in it. Like, not population control tyrants run over baby. It's like, well, a car ran over a baby and happened to have some population control officials in it. This is how they spin everything. So now we have the matrix being more and more obvious here of propaganda, where they cut the feeds on the helicopters. I've got reports where they, quote, ordered the local news, but some of the local news didn't follow orders. You see, oh, we better get rid of that First Amendment. And still carried the audio. And the local news, and I've got the reports right here, said, hey, it's audio of the scanners. How do we know he doesn't have a scanner? No, we're going to run this. And see, they've scrambled most of the scanners. In the last few years, it's gone to this federal system, and they've unified the codes. But still, there's a lot of cops out there who were kind of having a, you know, a big pity party, hysteria party, who were so uncontrolled, you know, they're shooting up cars the wrong color. Can you imagine? Oh, there's a white guy in a silver car. Let's shoot that up. There's some women throwing newspapers out of a blue truck. Looks nothing like Dorner's truck, the silver. Let's just shoot them up. I mean, that's Yosemite Sam level. Just, running around. And this is the government that's got the helicopters, the checkpoints, the guns, the weapons, the surveillance. It's why the founders said, keep that government small, keep it under control, because government's like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And that's the terrorist, of course, George Washington, that FEMA demonizes all day. Now, I know police, I've heard them all over talk radio and in the news, all over the country, they're marveling at how unprofessional the LAPD is. But it's beyond that. It's a bunch of crazy people. I'm not saying they're all crazy, but, I mean, just bad leadership, unaccountable, and then they talk on the scanners, okay, you've broken through, put the burners down and burn them up like we planned. Okay, the burners are ignited, the house is on fire. I mean, open and shut. And you've got the cops outside running around screaming in front of news, burn him, kill him, just like totally turned over to rage. Because it's a cult. It's like crying for Kim Jong-il when he died, all the fake days of crying. The more they show off and cry for the dead officer they just killed, he just reportedly shot. And I get it, you know, guy died, it's what you signed on for. I'm sad you're dead. Get a great pension for your family. You know, you have a nice parade. You signed on to be a tough guy, okay? You signed on to do this. Quite frankly, it sounds pretty exciting to me. I mean, you signed on for all this, and people are going to die. I mean, that's what you signed on for. And I'm sad the cop's dead, but what about the citizens that are getting shot up? And so the police are freaking out, screaming, burn that mother effer! You know, we played the clip earlier. We'll play it again. But when we come back from break, I'm going to play the raw scanner, which they admit's theirs, and I don't know how they're going to spin this. This is from KCAL, from the big LA station down the hill. This is all police scanner audio directly off the news channels. And it's the armored tank, the wheeled tank, knocking down three of the walls. One wall is left standing. They hear a gunshot. He probably killed himself, Dorner. And then they set the place on fire and burn the place up. And people need to understand, this is the default position. Okay, they do this all the time. There have been many cases of them burning out patriots and people. I mean, if they know you're a veteran or they know you know how to use a gun, they're not going to go in to capture you and take you to trial. And And some could argue, well, he's already killed a bunch of people, you know, burn him out. Point is, don't cut the feed, burn it out, and say you didn't do it, okay? Stop treating us like we're stupid. Stop being filled with hypocrisy. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. I want to give the number out specifically on the State of the Union, A and B. I want to give the number out on the Christopher Dorner funeral pyre going out like the children did at Waco. Because, again, I'm not crying tears over this guy getting killed. Because all the MO looks like this was a real story, a real event from the paramilitary police force that we've created in this country. It's going to bite itself in the butt. Militaries have always killed each other. There's always been friendly fire. There's always been fragging. This stuff goes on, especially as a lot of people get into these positions to go out and be able to kill people. You know, I mean, they're getting into it to go out and kill people where they can legally and lawfully kill people as psychopaths. And I'd say 20% of cops are that type of person now. And they've absolutely got to be removed. But instead, they're being put in positions of power. But I want to get your take on Obama's State of the Union that I haven't gotten to yet. I'll play some clips in a moment. And I want to get your take on what you saw yesterday. But we've got a couple of clips we're going to play now. Let's just get to the KCAL clip we've already played. Then I'll get to the other clips I haven't played yet. This is a 51-second clip on the local TV station where they've got feeds from the ground with police running around screaming, burn that house down, bleep, burn that mother bleep down. And then we have the audio inside the tank, back in the command post, on the scanner, on an open radio channel. That's how dumb they think you are. They're going to do something illegal. They're going to purposely burn this guy up so they don't have to get killed, taking him, you know, going in and taking him out, or trying to get him to surrender. They just want to get this over with. Okay, clearly he was never going to surrender, so I can see the psychology of that. But still, the media is compliantly turning off the feed so we couldn't see what really happened as the tank knocked down the walls. And conveniently now they're saying, oh, never mind what you heard, just go to sleep. And it's the same on every other big issue where I see on the news, we're going to blow up Building 7 for the other building's safety. Saw it on the news, heard it on the radio, have the clips, cops saying, get back, we're blowing it up. And I go, hey, they said they blew that up. Oh, shut up. You think the government did it? What, do you work for bin Laden? I'm like, no, criminal elements run Al-Qaeda, and they're going to use Al-Qaeda to attack us to take our liberty. Why'd they blow up Building 7? This needs to be investigated. It didn't exist. I'm like, well, I have the video clips. Never mind those children. Yeah, never mind. And it's the same thing now. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind that you saw them cut the feed, and then you have multiple audio clips of the police saying, we're going to burn him up. And I'm going to get to those right now. Just forget you ever saw that. And forget that DynCorp's been caught running kidnapped children on record, and the UN has over and over again. And you know, forget the government's been caught shipping narcotics in over and over again. And forget the NSA's warrantlessly wiretapping you. And forget that they're setting up warrantless checkpoints now, searching your vehicles. And forget the fact they're introducing legislation to physically confiscate your guns in multiple states and at the federal level. Just forget it. Forget the fact they're shutting down our power plants and raising our taxes to bankrupt us, to bring us into government receivership. Forget all that. Forget Agenda 21. Everything's fine. The government loves us. They never lie to us. It is this attitude that allows them to cut a feed, torch a building, say they're going to torch it, and then there's no discussion about you just illegally killed somebody. And we're all supposed to just play along with the lie. Now let's go to that clip we've already played and then to the new clips. KCAL, here it is.
We hear back from our Carter Evans. It sounds like police officials were trying to move Carter out of the area into a safer area. We do know that authorities were searching for a man in a Dodge pickup truck.
So that's when the gunfight was going on, and you see fire, you see smoke, not just from firearms. That went out live, and then that was taped live off television, and the media is trying to cover that up. They were clearly trying to set the place on fire then. Okay, and then this, they wanted to be the heroes and set it on fire and burn him out, but they got driven back. A couple of them got shot. And remember, he's down the hill earlier with a kidnapped couple, and he'd been there for days. How do they know there weren't people inside the building? Now, let's go to the next clip. This is from the armored vehicle, the wheeled tank, that's rammed down three of the walls. It's about to ram down the fourth wall. And they are going to then, quote, place the burners. Wonder what that means. And then in case they can spin that. Oh, well, we don't mean we pulled Building 7, or we don't mean, you know, burners mean burners. They go, okay, burners ignited. Okay, the fire is set. Sounds like pretty clear English to me, like the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. All right, I'm placing the burners. All right, the burners are ignited. Okay, the fire is going. I mean, it's like, hey, honey, will you set a fire on the barbecue pit so I can cook some stuff? Yeah, honey, I'm putting the coals in right now. Okay, I've ignited it. The fire is lit. So let's go ahead and go to that clip right now. Here it is.
All right, Steve, we're gonna go forward with the plan with the burner. Got it. One is like we talked about. 7 burners deployed and we have a fire.
7 burners deployed and we have a fire.
You guys, be ready on the number 4 side. We have fire in the front. It might come out the back. Woman on the 4 side, remember your backdrops.
62-10-1.
Contact fire to stage you up on the 38 and Glass Road. Can you have them bring an engine down here? That's from room on the number 4 side, fully involved.
And burn him out. That was the main goal. That was the main push that they were going for. Now, we've got the police running around saying, burn it, burn up the house, clearly trying to burn it up during the first firefight, launching something at it, whether it was the flammable type of tear gas rounds that are somewhat good at starting fires. If you listen later, we don't know what happened. I mean, it almost sounds like they have flamethrowers. I know a lot of the military terminology, at least when I read about World War II, was they would call flamethrowers burners. When they would go in and flamethrow people hiding in holes, they'd go, bring in burners! I've heard the radio transmission, seen the documentaries, they'd go, you can look this up in the terminology, they'd say, we're 500 yards out with a burner. I mean, that's military terminology. I don't know if it's changed since Korea and Vietnam and World War II, but, I mean, it might have been a flamethrower for all we know. I mean, the LAPD's got everything in the world. And by the way, the San Bernardino County and Big Bear, they were, quote, in charge. The sheriff was in charge, but it was the LAPD that was choppered in with the equipment, their vehicles brought in, trucked in on 18-wheelers. They were running the show. Sure, the sheriff was in charge, but he was like, okay, you're the quarterback. Go in there. I almost want to open the phones up for police and get their take on this, but we'll do that after the first round of calls. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll get your take on the Dorner situation, the State of the Union. That's the topic. I don't screen your calls, but when I say, hey, I want to hear from you on this, that's what we're talking about. So that's what I want to hear from you on. I really want to hear what you have to say on those subjects. 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. And we have a guest popping in on the hurricane and the aftermath of that a few months ago, and then now this new winter storm and just how government isn't responding and is actually raising property taxes on people and stuff. We've got a guest join us for about 15 minutes at the bottom of the next hour, but that's it. The rest of the show is going to be news and open phones today. We've got a lot of other key clips we're going to play from the whole State of the Union last night. But for me, this illustrates the absurdity of all of this. Now, you can go see it time-stamped at YouTube. Timestamp at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, about 2 hours before they torched it as they were getting the armored vehicles off the 18-wheelers. I saw that. They said, oh, well, the police have asked. It's unprecedented for them to cut the feed. We've got a clip of that coming up with Wolf Blitzer. And the other channels did it. Then they started demanding that the scanners be cut. They're like, well, you can't see that. He may have a scanner. And most news did. A few didn't. That's how we had those clips you just heard. I mean, I guess they just think they're God now. They order the media to stand down so they can do whatever. So, and again, this guy, you can say he was bad if he was guilty, and a lot of evidence points that direction. But do you want to be surrounded and have your house burned down and they just say you were a child killer? corrupt governments will frame people, and our government's been caught framing people in major crime labs, the LAPD crime lab, the Houston crime lab, the FBI crime lab, the San Francisco crime lab, the Dallas crime lab. Almost every crime lab, if you look up the name of your major city, crime lab scandal, you'll see people being framed. I mean, I was exposing police stealing drugs where I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, and they called me in the office and said, we're going to say you stole stereo equipment out of some trailer park. And I said, I've never stolen anything but beer out of people's golf carts. The cop's like, look, I know that. You're going to be raped and given AIDS. And he said some other things, racist stuff. And then slammed my head down in the thing and said, you're dead if you don't shut up. And then my dad got the word they were going to kill me if we didn't move. We moved to Austin, Texas because of this. I have experienced a cop sitting there going, we know you stole that stereo equipment. We're going to get you for that if you don't shut up about the other trouble you've been causing. And then you're like, I don't stole anything in years. I think I've stole beer out of people's golf carts. Stand up. Stand up right here for me. Slam my head in the thing. Listen, you little, the whole thing with spit dripping out of his mouth. So I have experienced it. And I was just like, stop pulling us over and trying to search us for drugs when we're a bunch of, crap-kicking jock, cowboy hat-wearing beer drinkers. Stop saying we're doing drugs when you're the one selling them. Anyways, I'm already digressing. The public is so naive, ladies and gentlemen. The public is so absolutely naive. They have no idea what's really going on in this country. And that's why we're being absolutely robbed. And now some people are awake, but their answer is just kill all the police. We've seen that all over the news. Like the news, like, well, I guess Dorner did have a point. Perhaps he is good. And yeah, go Dorner, kill more cops. Yeah, let's just randomly kill cops. I mean, you're light years worse than these police, and it just shows a society absolutely falling apart. Absolutely falling apart. Killing the police isn't going to do anything but get a civil war going. Most police are good men and women. Most departments are revenue generating. They don't know they're designed to ruin the economy. They don't know why people hate them because they don't have the money to pay these tickets. I mean, I was talking to one of my crew. He was up there dealing with a ticket. He saw poor families and stuff, $2,000-$3,000 stuff on tickets and things now. They've jacked up in Texas. And the people will turn around and cry because that's the grocery money, folks. I mean, this country's in a depression, and they're just squeezing. And so even, quote, good cops have an evil job now because the government's evil. You have an evil mission. I don't care what propaganda you put on it. But they're not individually evil. And we want to avoid the Civil War. If they start coming for people and stuff, it's the gloves are off. And it's going to be a million times, way more than a million times Dorner. That's why the system is going to stage stuff to get the psychological war won, to blame anyone that resists as terrorist. But the system should look. The public hates you so much, they're wanting the public to kill your children. And that's why I don't want a revolution. A lot of times revolutions create something worse than what you had. I want the republic back. I want due process back. I want honorable behavior back. I want to put this monster back in the cage, okay? Believe me, I got a family. I've studied history. I'm getting chills right now. This country's on the edge of a powder keg. And the government's gearing up for checkpoints, martial law, to crush the resistance once it starts. They're going to start the resistance, you idiots out there in law enforcement. Maybe you're not as naive as the public, but you still don't get the trap you're being set up for. Let's go out to break with my prediction. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but where I play the Wolf Blitzer and the rest of it. Let's go ahead and go to the clip. It's up at InfoWars.com. Here it is, 2 hours before they torched him.
The Chris Dorner fiasco appears to be coming to a head. Alex Jones with an InfoWars.com news alert. We were just in here watching CNN. They claim that they've cornered him in some house. There's been some type of shootout in Big Bear, California, up in the snow-capped mountains. The issue here, though, is that now CNN especially refuses to show live footage and is just telling us what they're seeing from the helicopter. In the past, this was never done except for situations like Waco, where they ordered the news cameras back, and then the place blew up in flames. He's reportedly got several hostages inside there. What the police tend to do and the military tends to do in a situation like this where they've lost some of their own, they don't care about 17 little children under the age of 10 in the Waco compound. They blew it up and burned it to the ground. And I hope that doesn't happen here. But regardless, this is why people don't believe official stories. It's because over and over again, we're going to play the clip in a moment, the establishment media is caught lying about things, spinning things, and they're not letting us see what's really happening. A few weeks ago at a shooting in Houston at a community college, they cut the feed. And we're seeing different things than what we were watching on local Texas television with live feeds. They kept showing the scariest footage over and over again. They also do that to control the narrative and what's put out. But here's the bottom line. We have our guns because of government people like the alleged killer Chris Dorner that go crazy. When the government has all the guns, there's tyranny. When the people have the guns, there is liberty. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. That's Thomas Jefferson. It's common sense. But let's go ahead and show you this clip. And again, they're still saying earlier.
Commissioner, so we're watching what's going on here in the Situation Room as well. We are now showing our viewers videotape of the aerial area after law enforcement asked us no longer to show live pictures because that could help the suspect in this particular case potentially escape. So what our viewers now are seeing is videotape. We're no longer going to show the live pictures.
We got to go to break. And I go on to finish the clip, and Blitzer, of course, talked about this is unprecedented, well, except for Waco and places, and I say that's when they're usually going to torch something. So there's the prediction. The full video is up at InfoWars.com. Your calls are straight ahead. Then the State of the Union breakdown, scariest ever.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. Or visit rnafreesample.com.
Pienso que un sueño para sido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de improviso.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take about 30, 40 minutes of calls, and then I'm going to properly get into Obama's State of the Union, because I'll be honest, I didn't watch it last night. I read the transcript this morning. I read the whole stinking thing, and then I went and found some of the clips, and the crew found some, and economic development zones, taking over the internet with executive orders outside of Congress, end of free speech as you know it, really. Even mainstream media says that. Chinese-style net censorship. Carbon taxes, executive orders, even if Congress, quote, won't act. We've got a clip of that in a moment. During the break, I was looking at this again. It's just making my head spin. I mean, it's all happening. I mean, they're burning up people alive and saying they didn't in front of us. Let's burn him up, okay? But we didn't burn him up. I mean, it's reached cuckoo level, and I've got the economic news. They want to deep six things. They want you poor. On record, this is not an opinion. This is so diabolical, and I just want prosperity. But see, they don't want that. They don't want you to be independent, and it makes me so mad because it's so over the top. We should just be able to wake up to this. Now, I said I'd go to your phone calls, Sandy, Carl, Abby, Bobby, Jason. We're going to get to all of you. Be sure to support the broadcast. Spread the word about the broadcast. Get an InfoWars Nightly News membership at InfoWarsNews.com. 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. Check it out. Nobody's got news like this, and it just pays for the bandwidth of the burgeoning TV system we're setting up. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Buy the Pro Pure water filters, 10% discount, InfoWarsShop.com. Get the Pro Second Amendment t-shirts, spread the word, defend the Second Amendment, meet like-minded people, get the books, the videos, all of it, InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 and get the Second Amendment issue of the magazine, Why the Tyrants Want Our Guns. It's going to sell out soon if you want it in bulk, or get a subscription. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, we'll start the next hour and go to all your calls. I'm going to take five or six calls, and then I'm going to clear the board, and I'm going to open it up for police to call in and give us their take on what they've seen and heard. Shooting innocent people, the infantry tactic of using the armored vehicle to ram down the walls and set it on fire. Just reminds me of Waco. Makes me so angry. It's one thing to kill this guy. You can debate that all day, but man, I tell you, those little kids and how the system lied about that, really despicable, and shows you what the system will do if ordered, the type of people they've hired. So we're going to talk about all that coming up. Now, the phone lines are full right now, but police out there, here's the number. So after you hear somebody hang up, you can get in. It's 800-259-9231. Let's play this chilling clip of Obama saying he'll do whatever he wants if Congress doesn't bring in the UN carbon tax. Here it is.
Now, the good news is we can make meaningful progress on this issue while driving strong economic growth. I urge this Congress to get together, pursue a bipartisan market-based solution to climate change, like the one John McCain and Joe Lieberman worked on together a few years ago. But if Congress won't act soon to protect future generations, I will. I will direct my cabinet to come up with executive actions we can take now and in the future to reduce pollution, prepare our communities for the consequences of climate change, and speed the transition to more sustainable sources of energy.
That means shutting down our power plants and then giving boondoggles to energy companies that don't exist millions of dollars to their friends. This is a mafia. I don't care if they land in Air Force One helicopters. I don't care if they're wearing fancy suits and green ribbons for Sandy Hook for what they probably did. You know, the issue is we're in trouble. And the globalists have built China up as the new command base. They have no standards or regulations on them. We have them piled on us. It's over. It'd be like playing a football field where one team is up on the mountain with a Gatling gun, and you've got rocks and stones, and you've got to go up and beat them when they've got a machine gun at the top of the hill. I mean, it's that slanted. But if we wake up to the scam, we can just say, wait, this is all a giant fraud. But instead, it's all about how he's going to get you jobs. What Obama's going to do is put you on welfare to run your life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Alex Jones, myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.